السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and also tonight listening over Radio Islam. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and ihsan that after my recent illness, He gave me the himmat, the strength, to sit here again tonight and conduct this majlis of zikr. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides is the best of all decisions. And once we condition our minds and hearts to that fact that whatever is the decision and the will of Allah Ta'ala is the best of all decisions, so then we will find sukoon in our heart under all conditions, irrespective of what the outside condition may be, whether it is sickness, weakness, poverty, accidents, earthquakes and disasters, whatever calamity a person is afflicted with, the person will find sukoon in his heart. Of course, the condition is this, that we must not purposely do anything that is against the will of Allah Ta'ala or against the usools of life. We must not purposely do wrong things and then say, well, that was the decision and the will of Allah Ta'ala. We must not blame taqdeer for our wrongs. But if something happens which is beyond our control, then we must look at all the positives instead of looking at all the negatives. The heart attack took place at the Johannesburg airport after the whole month of programs in Johannesburg in that extreme cold. It could have happened an hour before arrival at the airport. Then I would have been in some hospital again in Johannesburg. Allah Ta'ala, with His fazal, kindness and ihsan, He brought me home. And He gave me what I term as a rest. So now if you look at it as a rest, can it be a difficulty? Nevertheless, we must not ask Allah Ta'ala for any kind of difficulty, because we are extremely weak. We can't take any kind of pain, any kind of suffering, therefore we must always ask for afiyat. So I'm not talking about myself or people like us, we're talking about the very pious and the righteous ones. Some of them, they enjoy those difficulties. Now we will say, how can they be enjoying difficulties? We know what happens in jihad, but yet the person wants to give his life in jihad. The person wants to give his life. He knows that he's going to be attacked, he knows he could be shot, he knows he could be hurt and injured, he knows the bomb blast could cause damage. But yet if the person has got a great desire for giving his life for the path of Allah Ta'ala, then that person finds an enjoyment in it. There are people who in the mid-afternoon or in the afternoon sun in Makkah Mukarrama, when sometimes it is 50 degrees and 55 degrees midsummer, we will be sitting under the shaded areas and they will be making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. No umbrella on their heads, nothing. Sweating it out, but enjoying the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Now if we have to tell that person, you are going through terrible time, difficulty, why must you make tawaf? that person will say, you don't know what the enjoyment I'm getting. So it's a combination. Outwardly it is difficulty, but inside the heart there's enjoyment. The same with those people who get up for tahajjud salat. Winter time, extremely cold. Some are in the habit of getting up very early, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, although it's not necessary. But if you tell that person that this is the time to enjoy your sleep, cover yourself with an extra blanket. What you want to get up this part of the night and make wuzu this part of the night and then go on to the musalla, and sometimes you don't even have a heater in that room. That person will say, what do you know? What kind of enjoyment I am getting in this? When I put my forehead before my Allah, apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. That person is enjoying putting his forehead before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we are saying it's difficulty. So whenever a person has a passion for something, then the difficulty vanishes. So now those people, even in the difficulties, they found enjoyment. Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye. لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارہ چاہیے. But I repeat that we are not in that category. We should not ask for difficulties and pain and suffering. But those people who are of that caliber, they say لذتِ فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے. The real enjoyment that a person gets of making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the deep-hearted duas, when do they come up? When a person is in deep-hearted pain. When he's got real deep-hearted pain, then that's the time there's deep-hearted duas. And there's an enjoyment. The person really finds a kind of a bond and a connection with his Allah. Look at the battles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the dua that he made in the battle of Badr. Look at the dua and all the other battles. But again, I repeat that we should not ask Allah Ta'ala for those tests and trials. But if it does come, then we must take it. Do medication, take treatment, do whatever has to be done. But deep inside one's heart, there must be sukoon. There must be satisfaction. ND81282. White car in somebody's driveway, please remove it immediately. 81282. The Imam Sahib recited in Isha Salat just now, Surah Al-Adiyat. Now they also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, after describing the horses, whether it's in jihad, or those that take part in battles, how they are panting and breathing heavily, and all the other description that Allah Ta'ala gives, there's no time to make tafsir of those, that surah. I have made it in Juma day and some other times. But the thing is that Allah Ta'ala gives a description of those horses, how they are panting, breathing heavily, and they are throwing themselves into the midst of the battle, they're raising the dust and everything else, all description is given. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. This insan is very, very ungrateful to his Allah. Insan is very ungrateful. To his Rabb, to his Allah, he is very ungrateful. Now, different meanings have been given of that لَكَنُودٌ. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, what does this لَكَنُودٌ mean? That the person is very ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. He says it means that the person, he remembers the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering. And he forgets the ni'mats and the bounties and the favors of Allah Tabaraka. When a person is in pain and suffering, does he still not have his hands, eyes, feet, ears, nose, his brains functioning? Look at the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, even if he doesn't have 1 cent in his hand or his pocket. But look at the amount of ni'mats and bounties in his body that Allah Ta'ala has still given him. If he's got a pain in his eye, or he's got his heart problem, or some other problem, look at all the other parts of the body. And look at all the other ni'mats. He's still got shelter above his head, he's got water to drink, he's got food to eat. The person has got people to take care of him, people concerned about him, people making dua for him. Now all these, aren't they ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? So he said, lakanud, the person forgets the ni'mats. He forgets the bounties and the blessings, and he remembers only the difficulties. That means his concentration is on the negatives. Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasiti Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that what it means is that the person uses those bounties of Allah Ta'ala in the masiyat and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That means those ni'mats and bounties which he still has, now the person is using it in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So isn't he ungrateful? The sight was given for what? And where is he using that sight? How much of our sight is used for haram? Then we have some eye problem, then that's the time we appreciate the sight. How much of our hearing, our speech and our thinking and all is used for haram? So therefore he says that the person uses the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah Ta'ala in masriyat, in his disobedience. That is lakanud. And Imam Tirmizi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that this lakanud means that the person remembers the ni'mat and the bounty and he forgets the giver of that ni'mat. That means we remember the ni'mat very much, mashallah, I got this, I got that. But we forget the giver of that ni'mat. Who is the one that has blessed him with that ni'mat? Who is the one that has blessed him with those bounties? KRP667GP Camry. 667 GP Camry, please remove your car. So he says that those are the people who are lakanud, very ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they're just remembering the bounty, enjoying that ni'mat, eating the food and enjoying the food, enjoying the drink, enjoying the clothes, enjoying the car, enjoying the home, enjoying the travels and everything. And forgetting who is the giver of all these ni'mats. If Allah ta'ala snatched away those bounties, could we have enjoyed it? So therefore it is our human nature that we forget the giver of bounties and we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sometimes we forget him when we are in good health and we are enjoying the bounties and ni'mats, and sometimes we even forget him when we are in difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering. I mention this incident for ibrat and for lesson, that there was a person who was about to die. He was in Sakrat. And when I went to visit him some time back, nobody knows who I'm talking about. When I went there, there were 3 televisions. Not 1, 3. One on the right hand side, one on the left hand side, one in front. And he's in Sakrat, or he's in deep pain, about to go and leave this world. So I asked the family, what is this? How can you have all this in this state? They said, no, he's in severe pain. So therefore we got this picture on. Whilst watching, when he gets tired this side, we turn him this side, so he can carry on watching this side. And he gets tired this side, we turn him this side, so he can carry on watching that side. So even in pain and suffering, sometimes we forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In pain and suffering also, we got no sign of namaz in our lives. In pain and suffering also, we are still engaging in watching all that filth. Go to the hospitals and see. I mentioned to some of those doctors after my heart bypass some years ago. I said that it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how it makes sense to you that in a high care, or just after you come out of the ICU in that high care, now every patient has got a screen in front of you. And you yourself say that it must limit the visitors, limit the visitors. Why? Because the patient needs a lot of rest. That's why you must limit the visitors, which is correct. But then you've got these films going on, and the pictures and the news and everything else, and the football match and cricket match and whatever they're watching. So these heart patients, they're just coming out from the operation. Now when there'll be a bomb blast, the person's heart is again agitated. Or if it is his team playing and now they're losing, somebody else got the goal. So now his heart is again agitated. Sometimes he wants to jump from there and punch that person, that why you scored the goal. And if the person is watching cricket, then the moment his opposition hits a six, his heart goes for a 6-2. Now does that make sense? And then all the other filthy pictures that are coming, look at the restlessness that's creating in those hearts. So the aqal of insan also sometimes dies. The aqal of the insan is dead. The person cannot think right, even though they may be scientists and they may be people of great learning when it comes to medical science and other things. But here, for the sake of just satisfaction of a few patients' lust and passion and desires, this is what they provide for. And yet that person has just had a heart bypass. So this is what I'm saying, that we even forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in those pains and in the difficulties. So that is not what we mean by lazzate faryad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai ke kinara chahiye. That is for those very pious and righteous ones that they say that, Ya Allah, we enjoy such pleasure, we gain such pleasure and we get such enjoyment when we are in pain and we are in the midst of the ocean and our boat and ship is being lashed by storms and when the passengers are in danger of drowning and the ship sinking, then at that time the deep hearted du'as that come out, Oh my Allah, what enjoyment we get in those du'as. I repeat, we are not from amongst those. We are extremely weak. Therefore, we must ask Allah for afiyah, salamati. And if some difficulty and hardship comes, then look at all the positives in there. And you will find so much of positives that it will give sukoon in the heart. I cannot make enough shukr of Allah Ta'ala that just this little sickness and illness, Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, South Africa and other parts of the world, that one brother writes in the masjids of Chicago, it's written, Yunus, they are sick, make dua. Now, who knows those people? What I'm saying is that so many people, duas, khatams, tawafs, salat and salam and duas, so all those things, are they positives and are they namats? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us all the tawfiq of appreciating his namats and distancing ourselves from haram. One hadith sharif comes to mind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I will give the gist and the meaning of that hadith sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said that every day five angels make announcement. Five angels, every day they make announcement. Now we will say that those announcements, who heard? We never heard those announcements. From this morning up till now, how many announcements were made in the different countries of the world by prime ministers, presidents, cabinet ministers, political parties? So much of new legislation was passed. Did we hear all the announcements? Did we hear all those announcements that took place just this one day? Or in the past hour whilst we are sitting here, did we hear all those announcements? Do we not believe that in the airwaves here there's a lot of announcements taking place which we are unable to listen to because we haven't got the radio on? But there are announcements that are being made. So if we believe in all these type of announcements which we haven't heard, why should we have any doubt on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's farman and his saying that these angels are making these announcements? So just to very quickly go through it, because of my health, we will not have a very lengthy program tonight. The first announcement is this, that those people who will miss out on their farais, I'm giving you the gist, they will be deprived of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now we all know that it is a month of Rajab, and everywhere around the globe people are talking about the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will go on speaking. And since Masjid al-Aqsa is a news item at present, And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam miraj from the Haram Sharif to Masjid al-Aqsa and then above, and all the details with it. So what was the real gift of that miraj? Besides the others, the main gift was the 5 times salat. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, these angels are making elan, an announcement. Those people who will neglect their farais, Allah Ta'ala will deprive them of His rahmat. So that is one farz we can see how the ummah has neglected. Bayans upon bayans have taken place on the farais, on the virtues of salat. It is read in the masajid from the virtues of salat and the warnings on the non-performance of salat. Look at the rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives on salat, and which Muslim there was that could claim he is a Muslim and he had no salat in his life. It's a very strange kind of Muslim that we have in our times, that he is a Muslim but he's got no salat in his life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, could anybody have claimed to be a Muslim and he's got no salat in his life? But he's a Muslim. He invites us for walimas, weddings, we go to his house, he visits us, we visit him. And we say he's an excellent Muslim because he distributes a lot of money to the poor and needy and takes care of the widows and orphans. And we say he's an excellent Muslim because he has got this qualification and that qualification. The only thing, he doesn't have salat in his life. What's so important about it? Nauzubillah. That is our condition now, that we have just accepted it. If our son, our daughter, our family members, no salat in their life, we are unconcerned. As long as they work hard, they bring in enough money into the home and provide the luxuries, we say, excellent person. So that was one of the things that farais. Then we know Ramadan month is coming, there will be farz of salat, of fasting. Then many, many people give the zakat in the month of Ramadan. Although that's not necessary. Whenever zakat becomes farz, it should be given. Then we know Hajj is linked very closely. Thereafter comes Hajj. So all these are farais. Now if the person is going to be negligent in his farais, Allah Ta'ala will deprive him or her of his rahmat and mercy. And the person from whom Allah Ta'ala has moved his shadow of mercy, then you must expect restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. And those who are in the shade of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, irrespective of what kind of condition, but they will still have sukoon in their hearts, tranquility, serenity and joy. That is the difference. Second thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sunnat, whoever is going to distance himself or neglect, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deprive him of the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Third thing, those people who will engage in earning haram, their livelihood will be from haram sources. Look at the number of Muslims that were betting in the July handicap recently. Number of them. I received letters whilst I was ill. Allah, please make dua. I can't give up this gambling habit. Whenever this horse racing season comes, then I get carried away. Yet we know that when those horses are going for a ride, they are taking millions for a ride. That one jockey may be riding that horse, but he gives millions of people a ride. Their bank balances come down. Some are left with no homes and no shirt on their bodies. But that is just one. But besides that, all the year round, look at all the different places where different kinds of haram earnings are coming from. So when that will come, then Allah Ta'ala will destroy the good deeds of the person. It will vanish, it will disappear. It will be taken away. The good deeds which he did now because of that haram, it's gone. We say, how can that just be gone? Example I always give is that if a person is traveling in an aeroplane and there's a lot of luggage in that aeroplane, especially if it is the Haji Sahib that is returning and the plane is now loaded with the Haji Sahib's goods, baggage upon baggage upon baggage. Now Allah Ta'ala must protect everybody, but it can happen that somebody planted a bomb or something like that. Now, all the luggage that was there, everything that was there, there was gold there, there was silver there, there was Kruger rands there, and there was any kind of merchandise that you can think was all there. But with that little bomb, everything is gone. So that haram is like that little bomb. Finish, everything gone, vanish. So the person who's going to engage in this, then they address those dead people and they say that what is it that you are envious of and what is it that you have great regret and shame over. So the people in the grave, the angels, when they address them, say, what is it that you are envious of? Say, we are envious of those people who are living in the world, they still have life. They have life. And they have the opportunity to make namaz, to fast, to give zakat, to make zikr, to make tilawat, to be good to the poor, the needy, the destitute. I'm giving an explanation. Now they have the opportunity to be kind, to be gentle, to be polite, to build up shukr in their lives, zuhad in their lives, qanaat in their lives. But they are not making use of it. But we are envious of them, that we wish we had that life. And what is your regret? Regret is that now we have no opportunity. And when we had that life, at that time we didn't make use of that opportunity. And then they are told that we gave you that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just as there is His rahmat and mercy, in the same way there is also azab and punishment of Allah ta'ala. And the person who believes in the azab and punishment of Allah ta'ala, then he will make amends. He will make tawbah. He will return from those evil. He will come back to the good deeds. He will change his lifestyle because he believes that there is an akhirat, there is a day of judgment, there is a day of accountability. He believes in all that. So he will make tawbah and istighfar. Then they say, we gave you so much of encouragement to do good so that you go to Jannah. So much of encouragement was given. Look at all the ayat and everything that was given to go to Jannah. And so much of warning signs we gave so that you make tawbah and save yourself from hellfire. But neither did you do the good to go to Jannah, nor did you make tawbah. So therefore, if it had not been for those who had khawf of Allah and fear of Allah, and fear of the day of judgment and accountability, and had it not been for the old people, pious, righteous old people, and for the masoom, sinless young children, and had it not been for those animals that are grazing, then Allah Ta'ala's azab would have come on you. So that is why we are enjoying this ni'mat, because of these type of people. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. This was a majlis of zikr, but these few things by way of nasihat came to mind. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give me the tawfiq of amal, give you the tawfiq of amal, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal.
यार रहे यार अब तो मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं मुझको फकत तुझसे हो मोहब्बत खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं हर दम जिक्रो फिक्र में तेरे मस्त रहूं सरशार रहूं होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विरदे सुबह ए मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाहु ला इलाह illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah tere siwa maabood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa maqsood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi तेरे सिवा मौजूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है कोई नहीं تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے. سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے. سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیا. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Oh my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, give us the best of both worlds. And those, my beloved Allah, who have become mustahiq of ghazab, we who have become deserving of your anger, of your wrath, of your punishment. But my beloved Allah, you don't love punishment. You don't love azab. So give us aman, give us security, give us peace and tranquility, give us salvation and najat. With your fazal, with your kindness, we're not asking on the strength of our namazes and rozas and zakats and zikr and tilawat. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallah 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 illallah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursalin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, how kind you are, how generous, how forgiving you are. How compassionate and merciful you are. My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Where do we go, my Allah? Become ours and make us yours. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں اے رب کریم forgive our major sins and minor sins sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We have extended our begging bowls before you after this majlis of zikr, my beloved Allah. We haven't extended our begging bowl before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Our lives are in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, our homes in your control. our sight, our hearing, our speech, everything in your control. The heavens and the earth in your control. My beloved Allah, the ni'mat of Jannat in your control. We are seeking from you, my beloved Allah. Overlook our shortcomings, our faults and our sins. Open the doors of maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you if you have to forgive us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you are turning towards you. Hum kamzor hai, zaeef hai, natawa hai. Hum siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, napak aur nalaiq hai. We use your bounties for your disobedience. Who can be more namak haram than us, my Allah? Your bounties for your disobedience, the great bounties of sight, hearing, speech, wealth, home, cars, you use for your disobedience. But my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging, we are not justifying our sins, we are not advertising our sins. We are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ey Allah, teri taraf rujoo karte. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They want to see us destroyed, my beloved Allah. They want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, and disgrace. You want to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Change the direction of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Remove from our hearts, my beloved Allah, all the evil that has embedded itself. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Clean and purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah, of all the haram that has embedded itself. Bless us with hearts that you give to your awliya-e siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, light up our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light up our heart with the noor of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of ibadah, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of hajj and umrah. My beloved Allah, with the noor of service to mankind, with the noor of service to the poor and needy and destitute and orphans. Ey mere Allah, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Where do we go? If you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, where do we go, my Allah? My beloved Allah, Allah, Allah. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, hum kamzor ho par raham farma, hum zayif ho par raham farma. Have mercy upon us, my beloved Allah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. There are so many people, my beloved Allah, who are starving and hungry and unemployed, destitute, my beloved Allah. The recession and unemployment has gripped the society. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma. Remove the difficulties and pain and suffering. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are all sick and ailing, my Allah. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Those who have gone for umrahs, make the umrahs maqbool and mabroor. those who are making ziyarat of the Rauza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept the ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of both worlds. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, rave club, popping drugs in our mouth for any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Medina Tayyiba, with burial in Medina. Oh, my beloved Allah, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Kashmir, Pakistan, every other part of the world, wherever it is suffering, remove the difficulties, suffering, pain and problems. Bless the zalims with the hidayat. But if they have made up their minds, they are not going to accept Islam and continue with persecution, tyranny, oppression and suppression. Then, my beloved Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the heart and the tongue. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the weakness, the tests and trials of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this far of the night. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, the difficulties and problems. Bless the entire Ummah with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for the Ummah. Ya Allah, and protect the Ummah from all fitnas, corruption and mischief from which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. خوش افشتن میں ہونے والے اجتماع کو کامیاب فرما. یا اللہ مدارس مساجد خانقاہ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما.